Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I asked the teachers to come a little bit earlier because I want to be able to have more time to talk to the teachers in the district. And so joining us back on the show, I knew your face right away. I'm very excited. We've got Kristen Record here, who is a Stratford High School physics teacher, also part of the State Board of Education. And you were the 2011 Connecticut Teacher of the Year. That's why I remembered right away.
Yes.
I was like, yes, we've got a rock star here.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I also want to welcome Dave. Dave is a K through 6. Oh, I'm excited to talk to you, Dave. Physical education and health teacher. You've been teaching for over 20 years. Wow.
Yeah, I actually started at a charter school in Bridgeport, and then I've made Stratford my home for the last 19. So
nice. How has that transition been? Well, you've been here for now almost 2 decades.
Yeah.
So how's Stratford treating you?
It's treat me great.
Okay.
I've been the same school all 19 years, and it's just been a fantastic ride so far.
Amazing. Well, I'm so glad to have you guys both here. I love talking to the teachers because I can't be in the classroom, but I think you guys are like the feet on the ground. You guys are molding the minds of the future. So I love when I get to talk to the teachers, Dave. Kristen knows this because I got the pleasure of meeting her last year. I want to know, though, while you're sitting in front of me, what does phys ed look like today? Because I'm sure I'm dated.
Well, it's changed a little bit.
Right?
We're more focused on the whole experience, not so much just the skills, but also incorporating all the cooperation, collaboration, empathy, and all the different things that go into making the whole student. You know, sportsmanship has always been a big part of physical education, but now we're going outside more and trying to incorporate the entirety of the student into what we're doing.
Are there any of the, I would say, concepts that we probably used, I don't know, when I was a kid, like we did all the sit-ups, the push-ups, the, you know, reach your hands and do the testing and things like that. Does that still exist?
That still exists.
Okay.
That's the Connecticut
Great.
Physical Fitness Test.
Good.
Yes.
Physical fitness. Good. I was going to say, I mean, listen.
That's still
changed. You got to know.
The standards have changed a little bit, but the concept is still the same. We want students to be embracing physical activity, make it a part of their life, and we believe that starting them early will help them progress throughout their life.
That's amazing. Has mental health also been incorporated, would you say, in more physical education and health, or is that more for when they get into the upper grades, would you say?
No, we're aware of the importance of that also. You know, now we focus on allowing a lot of choice for our students. You know, it's not so much everybody's coming in doing the same thing. It's not rolling out the ball and playing kickball anymore. It's offering them ways to express themselves through movement in different activities. So we try to reach all the students. We don't want those. In years past, there's always been the students that were the wallflowers that wanted to just slink away and not be involved. We're really trying to bring everybody in to find their own way. Moving and keep healthy.
That's amazing. And I saw your smirk there, Kristen, which is so funny because I was thinking about high schoolers and you know, and obviously you as a high school teacher for a long time as well. I have to ask you, I can't remember last year if you had told me, do you guys have the cell phone policy in Stratford?
Yes.
Oh, yes, there it is.
Oh, yes, we do.
So it didn't matter whether or not the state passed a law this year because Stratford had something in place.
Correct. Yes, yeah. Stratford, as did most communities around the state, followed the State Board of Education issued guidelines and cell phone policies. And so, yeah, I think there was a lot of questions about how would this work, particularly in the high school. You know, our middle school and elementary school policies are, you know, pretty clear. There are no phones. That is not a thing. We don't see them. We don't do anything. At the high school in Stratford, local control, we decided that students bell to bell for classes needed to put their devices away, but they do have access to their devices in the high school during passing periods at lunch. And so there's a little bit of flexibility with that. I think that probably made the bitter pill easier to swallow teenagers.
How is it going?
It's going really well.
I mean,
honestly, I think that everyone expected far more pushback than what we actually got at the beginning of the school year. I think the major thing was consistency from teacher to teacher, administrator to administrator. and that, you know, this is the way that it is, and kids for the most part comply. And I think that what the administrators have reported out, you know, in our faculty meetings is that when there's been an issue with a student and their phone, it's the parent that is embarrassed. The parent saying, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yes, I understand. I know that this is the policy, and I'm so sorry my kiddo is not following, and like, we're going to address that." So I think it's a team approach. I do think that we've seen in the high school, kids are more engaged in class. I mean, certainly they do have other devices, so they have Chromebooks or iPads. But I think that it's really helpful that the policy also allows a teacher to say, you know, we want to have a cell phone based activity in class. So as a science teacher, you know, I did fill out the form a couple times where, you know, overtly requesting permission for to have cell phones for the period, because I wanted my students to videotape something that they were doing in a lab, or they needed access to some other app that was on only a phone based situation. And
you must be the favorite teacher. You must be a favorite.
Well, it's physics. I mean, how could you not love physics?
Even without the phones, that's fair.
Like, I can hear the eye rolls from your listeners coming right now, but I mean,
I don't know. Physics is pretty great. I will say.
Look at, all right. Yeah. I have a fan here, but yeah. I have this quote in my room that says, everything happens for a reason, and that reason is usually physics.
I love that.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun.
That's amazing. Cannot talk about Stratford education without talking to some of the teachers. Kristen is here, who is a Stratford High School physics teacher, also the vice president of the Stratford Education Association. And Dave is here, K through 6 physical education and health teacher, almost 20 years here in the Stratford district, but also the president of the SEA. Totally buried the lead on that one, Dave. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
Did not put those connections together, because you're right. Last year we had Mike here, who has since retired, and now you are the new president. So congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
How's your first year as president, Ben?
It's been a big learning experience. Luckily, I have two great vice presidents in Kristen Record and Katie Harrington, have really helped me through the process and helped guide me. We have a great team, and we have a great relationship with downtown, with the superintendent and her cabinet. So
awesome.
It's really helped make the transition smooth for me.
That's amazing. We were starting to talk about the legislative session, specifically to teachers. We were talking about cell phone bans that really didn't impact Stratford, because Stratford already has something in place. But what would you say were some big wins for the education sector from the state level?
I think probably the top two things were the Teacher Termination Act changing, and also some provisions about workers' comp. So what people may not realize is that if teachers get injured on the job and it's the result of something to do with a physical altercation with a student, in order to get full workers' comp benefits, teachers had to prove that the student had intended to give harm to the teacher. And as we know, a lot of our special education students, obviously that is not their intent. But sometimes kids become dysregulated and things happen and a teacher gets injured. But teachers in that situation, you know, a student didn't intend to do something.
So they wouldn't be compensated.
So they wouldn't have their full workers' comp rights. And so now that that's changed, that is a huge, huge win for teachers, that we can now have the full benefits that everyone else in the public sector has.
It probably would, I would think also, and Kristen, please correct me if I'm wrong, I'm certainly not going to pretend I'm a teacher, but I would think that that kind of support would make more people more inclined to even want to work in special education, for example. I mean, to have that kind of protection in place, I think would be good.
Absolutely. It makes you feel like you are protected fully and that you can do your job to the best of your ability, which is what a teacher wants to be able to do. And I think the other part of that to pivot into teacher termination, previously, if a board made a decision to terminate a teacher and a teacher wanted to appeal that decision, you would go to an arbitration board, there would be a hearing, and they would issue findings of fact for that. You know, sort of the arbitration equivalent of, you know, the judge in the situation. But the Board of Education did not then have to follow what the findings of fact were. And so that really doesn't make a lot of sense. And it also is not what happens in other public sector jobs. And so now when the law has changed that when a teacher goes through this arbitration process, the neutral arbitrator or the hearing panel makes a decision. That decision now is binding, and the Board of local Board of Education has to do what the panel has found. And I think that that's really important. Again, it's about fairness in the process, and it also takes politics out of the situation.
Right. And again, it's more support for the teachers, which is one of the sectors, honestly, I think that we still really need to bolster up across the state of Connecticut. So I think that's a win for teachers. Where do you think, and Dave, I'm going to kick this one to you because I know that you kind of follow the politics as well. Where do you think we've missed the mark, or what we could still improve upon as far as education legislation is concerned?
That's a great question. you know,
I lied. I told him I wouldn't throw him a zinger, and that's what I did. Well, you said you were the president, and you didn't tell me till 20 minutes. So, you know what? I blame you.
I'm going to be honest. A lot of the initiatives that come down, it comes down to funding. You know, we get mandates from the state, and then the districts are left trying to find ways to fund these mandates. And it's hard because budget season is usually contentious time in small towns like Stratford. You know, we're trying to balance out the needs of the homeowners and the needs of the taxpayer and the needs of the education system in the town. And, you know, it's a juggling act usually trying to do that. We're fortunate in Stratford. This year we've had both a Board of Education and a town council and a mayor that have prioritized education. They, you know, they passed our requested budget with very little fanfare. It went through, and now we're ready to dig in and do the work to make that reality come true, that we are going to make the improvements that we said we would.
That's amazing.
And I think like what's really great about that is particularly in this community, we for years had budgets that saw position reductions and reductions in yes. services and activities to kids. And then we had a couple years where it was just status quo. We kept the same number of employees and the same activities. And, you know, we just had, you know, whatever the regular increases are that happen, you know, cost of business goes up year to year. This is the first year that we've been able to increase some positions and put things back into the budget that have been eliminated. So I'm really proud of the work that we did here in Stratford. I think it was helpful that the governor was able to deliver one-time grants in, you know, for this upcoming fiscal year. One of the, you know, big legislative things that didn't go through was obviously the change in the ECS cost share formula.
I was just going to ask you guys about that because I know Stratford did get a good amount of money as far as education aid was concerned, but it's a one-time thing.
It
so
is.
Do you worry about that?
Oh, all the time. And every
you're like, have you been a teacher? No, I haven't.
One-time grants are a band-aid to a solution.
Yeah.
And we need systemic, system-wide change because there's so many inequities in how education is funded across our state that it really exacerbates the gap between the wealthy districts and our cities and, you know, in towns like Stratford. And so I'm happy that the governor created this commission that's going to be taking place. Actually, I believe
it starts today.
It literally starts today.
It's in my news. Yes.
Yeah. And so the commissioner of education is the vice chair of that. Stakeholders from every sector in education are involved. CEA's president, Kate Diaz, is one of the members. And they're charged with coming up with a plan and recommendations before the next legislative session. So I'm hopeful that we'll see some really good improvements in how we fund education next year in the next session and long session. They have legislators. You got a long time to get this right. So please listen and get it right. You have a long time to do it. And it's something that's really needed across our state.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you guys are kind of getting to the end of your school year. How are we sort of feeling going into, you know, the summertime? How are you guys feeling? I mean, we think about the students, and that's great. We love the students. What about you guys?
Dave just had field day, so I don't know how he feels about that.
I was just going to say.
Well, with the snow days we had, unfortunately, field day usually falls at the end of the year. This year it fell a month before the end of the year.
Right.
So that's usually like my culminating activity, but now it's time to just revisit the stuff we've done all year long. Excuse me. And, you know...
You're getting choked up. You're sad. You're sad.
What's weird is most
teachers don't get sad at the end of the school year, but you're sad, Dave.
Well, I kid around Sweet in my Dave. Household and tell them that school's my happy place because that's one of the only places I feel in charge.
I love that. You know? I love that. That's kind of how I feel about work, too. I'm like, oh, I just, you know, that's amazing.
It's interesting, though, because people that aren't in education or don't have children keep saying things to me like, oh, so you're winding down the school year. I'm like, I still have 3 weeks left. This is not winding down.
Right.
You know, so at the high school, we are still have classes full time. Yes, there's senior exams next week, but the underclassmen don't have exams for 2 more weeks. And so it's been a while since we've been to school this late in, you know, into June. Yeah. Our last day is June 24th. Wow. So I'm insanely jealous of my teacher friends who live out west and they finish at the end of May and they're posting their vacation pictures.
You're like, could you just not please? Just temporarily block them and be like, it's not you, it's you.
But I'm, you know, at a high school, yeah, exactly. But you know, at the high school, it's coming up on a lot of fun things. So last night we just had at Bunnell High School the Honor Society induction ceremony. So we have, you know, 10 different honor societies all night and doing that. And, you know, so graduation things will be coming up soon. And then, honestly, I'm really looking forward to the first morning, that Thursday morning. I am not setting an alarm.
Right.
It's going to be beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to have I'm going to be chill and have coffee on my deck in a relaxed way morning.
You deserve that. You guys both deserve that. And I thank you guys for what you do in Stratford. And thank you for being part of the Diner Tour. It really means a lot. I love hearing from the teachers. You guys are doing the amazing work of molding again the minds of those in Stratford. So I thank you both for what you do.
You're welcome. It's a great job to have, and we'll put out a plug. Anybody looking for a job in Stratford? It's a great place to work. Come on and join us. Check
Absolutely.
Out our posters.
We got a great team.
Great team.
And a great field day. They had a great field. They did. They just had it too early.
Yes.
They had it too early.
Two beautiful days, though, so can't complain.
Then you know what? No complaints here. Guys, thank you so much. So appreciate it. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.